night and leave tomorrow night and let them do what they want to. But if this platform goes against us, I've got to say, I know they're well-intentioned people who won't stop our bombing Vietnam, regardless of consequences. No American wants peace more than I. And all I know is I'm prepared to stop the bombing. I've stopped at 8 times. Today, 4/5 of North Vietnam is free from bombing. Yet South Vietnam is subject to bombing with rockets and mortars in every square mile. Need I remind you that the President is Commander-in-Chief. Those who carry the burden of the battlefield tell me that stopping the bombing in North Vietnam would increase several fold the enemy's capabilities at DMZ, and that such action would immediately require Allied forces to withdraw from important strategic areas of I Corps. That is why I have said we cannot substantially increase the dangers to our own men by this unilateral action, and why we need some response from Hanoi. And that's what I'm going to say. But Humphrey's going to favor stopping the bombing. And that's what he's going to put in the platform. And when he does, I think he'll get probably a majority. I'd hope he wouldn't. I just hope that they'd defeat. But he'll get the Kennedys and McGoverns and Humphrey, and I guess all three of them together, with nobody there representing us except John. And none of them speaking up on it. God knows what happened. But tentatively, what we would think to do, and I think you can draw and make your cards accordingly, is without saying it around, without telling the delegation, that John will tell somebody else, but that you can tell Daly, that tentatively we hope to come in and we want to know where to go, and you ought to have our advance people out there to see, Marty, whoever's there, that we go to the closest place where we have the safest place to the amphitheater. I guess we'd go to the Hilton. I guess that's what they'd want us to do. Does that have a helicopter roof landing?
No, sir.
It doesn't. I landed there once on it, I thought. Better check that, I'm pretty sure.
We'll double check about it. All right, I'll double check.
I'm sure I've landed there, but I don't think my big one will do it, but we have to see. Anyway, we'll have to go from the airport into the closest place. Now then, Ms. Johnson could go by car down to her luncheon. I would have to stay there during the afternoon. Now, the alternative be she could come up and lunch, and I could join her later that evening. And I expect that would be better rather than me sit around all afternoon.
I think it would be.
But I have two.
Wherever you come, you go end up with a lot of demonstrators who will get as close as they can, and if you're here a few hours, they would have the opportunity to, maybe they could get it 12 blocks, but the press could go that 12 blocks.
Well, I wonder if Ms. Johnson, if there wasn't, she wouldn't draw them.
Not as much, no, sir.
Well, tell Daly also to have his governor to get that standard wire, and he can get it from Price Daniel. Tell Price Daniel to give the governor the standard wire that he has to file before we can deploy troops. Tell him I'm going to be criticized sending troops up there without any written request. I did it on an oral request. The mayor told me he and the governor wanted him. But I don't want the request until we have to really order them in downtown, not into one of these installations. They can stay at Great Lakes always. But if I have to order them in downtown, I've got to have a written request. You remember that fight we got in?
Yes, sir. I sure do.
We
I'll get a hold of Price Daniel. He's here, was last night, and I'll get him to get started on that.
Yeah, just tell him the standard. Just tell him to give Shapiro the standard wire and say when we order him in. This has got to be it. Tell Shapiro not to tell another human, not to get in the papers. But that he has to send it and tell Daly that Shapiro has been given the wire, because under the Constitution, I've got to do it. I have no authority unless they ask me.
That's right. Well, so far, everyone has been pleasantly surprised at the infrequency of the violence. Every time they raise their head, Daly takes about 12 of them out bloody. And only when they violate the law.
Yeah.
But he does not allow them to step one foot over the line. If he says they got a permit to go on the sidewalk, they better not get over the curb. And so far, it's been awfully good. But I think also that might build up to be a tension that it could bust in a couple of days. But,
yes, so far,
we see no signs of it.
Yeah, I think so. Well, you'll have to figure out what we do during the day and tonight. And that's the thing you really ought to work on is if we bring her in first or whether she would just wait, and if they couldn't have a dinner instead of the luncheon for the ladies tomorrow evening.
All right, sir.
Just before if we couldn't come in 6 o'clock, something like that. But maybe she could just come in separately, and I guess she could. We could just send her up separately. And
I think we just let her, I would suggest now that just let her come on the Jetstar.
Yeah.
Well, we've got to pick up expenses on that anyway. And that you come later. That way they never would have a focal point that they could gather on all day long.
Yeah.
And I'll just get a hold of, I don't think Marty Underwood's out here, but we'll take care of this. And get him out here.
All right, and I wouldn't let anybody else know it, because you tell somebody in the delegation, they'll go tell some Texas reporter and it'll be around. So we can't tell anybody, but I would tell Daly that's what we want to do, and that's what we plan to do, and that's what you're going to recommend doing. And you believe, if you tell me that he wants me and you want me, and both of you say there's no danger, and both of you say there'll be a hell of a demonstration for me, you believe I'll do it. That you can't say, but you believe I will. And that you want him to be in a position, saying he invited me, but he hasn't talked to me, hadn't been in communication with me. He will honestly say it.
All right, sir.
Fred,
I think tonight we're going to try to go with the Rules Committee report and their credentials, which means it's very likely to be an awfully late convention.
Yeah.
Which means people will start stirring just about noon tomorrow, I think.
Yeah.
But for the first time, we'll have everybody in one room, and we'll get more of a feel, I think, after we do this and running up trying to find people in the hotel lobbies. Communications are just awful, as you'd expect.
Yeah. Now, who have you talked to outside of the Texans and Daly?
My friend, I ain't talked to many. I've got people talking to them, which I've got written reports. I've got Murray Kramer of Massachusetts, who's a former writer. And he says that the Massachusetts delegation is ready to go for Kennedy whenever he's ready. And that Kennedy has telephone connection set up at his home, so that if the draft Kennedy movement comes to reality, he can move by closed circuit with no difficulty. Of course, I don't know where he'd put his closed circuit. He wouldn't put it in the convention hall, so that's just somebody working without checking on this end. In the state of Kentucky, he said that they're afraid of Humphrey as a candidate, but that if he's nominated, they go work for him. But
who are they going to vote for?
A question for whether Humphrey can carry Kentucky.
Who would the vote? I'm not talking about the election. I don't give a damn about this. Who are they going to vote for in the convention? Kentucky.
Well, I didn't know that we could ever put it on that kind of basis.
Well, are they going to vote for McGovern, McCarthy, or Humphrey? I'll put it that way.
Well, Kentucky's going to vote for, the majority's going to vote for Humphrey.
All right, okay, go ahead.
And he's got what normally would be your votes.
How many votes?
He's got more votes than he can have.
How many votes, who would I have that he couldn't get?
I think, taking this unit rule out, for one, I think you'd get some votes out of Ohio that he cannot get. I think in the South, you'd get some votes that he could not get. When you get to the Michigans, I think he'd have some votes you couldn't have in Minnesota. Sure, he's not even put any votes down there, not a one. And I know we can get a few out of there. But to identify him by name, I just cannot do it. But I know from what I did prior to March 31st that this is rock bottom minimum votes if your name was placed in the nomination, and they do think that you would accept it if nominated.
Well, we've got to get somebody in Texas and New York and California and these other places if we decide to say so. Not just Illinois and Texas. That's what we have to do.
All right.
We have to see who they'd be and so forth. What's Arthur Krem say?
Arthur is waiting for the New York delegation to have their caucus. that you'll be at 1 o'clock now, or thereabouts.
He's got a pole coming out today at 5, but he has got to find somebody that can release that besides himself. It's a quail pole, and quail's got to do it for somebody besides himself.
All right, sir.
I thought that Hurst would, but I see Hurst came out kind of against us, and Far Umford pretty strong. Considine had a mean article yesterday. So we've got to think of who in the world could do that. It can't be a Texas. It's got to be somebody that Quail would be making it for.
And, all right, sir.
I don't, can you think of anybody now?
All right, sir. Well, we'll get to work on some of these things right now.
All right.